the United States has written to Israel's government, giving it 30 days to boost humanitarian aid to Gaza or face cuts in military support. The warning comes in a leaked letter by the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken and comes as Israel renewed its offensive in northern Gaza. For more on this story now, we're joined from Jerusalem by Channel 4 foreign news correspondent Padraig O'Brien. Padraig, first, what do we know about this leaked letter? What's in it?
Well, it's a very public and embarrassing rebuke to Israel from its best friend in the world, the US. I suppose that's the top line. And the backdrop to this is, remember, in Gaza, we have over 40,000 people killed. Most of them are women and children, according to UNICEF. Widespread hunger, disease, rolling displacement of the population, and winter, of course, is coming. For some time, the Biden administration has been extremely frustrated with Israel's inability or unwillingness to allow adequate levels of humanitarian aid into the Strip. And though Israel has argued that it's allowing enough aid in, and that the problem is with Hamas stopping that aid being distributed, this letter basically says that the US isn't buying that. It blows a big hole in Israel's narrative when it comes to this. It's worth reading out just a section of the letter, if I may. Remember, it's from Antony Blinken, who's the US Secretary of State, and Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense. So Israel's our stoutest allies here. But a section of it reads, you know, we're particularly concerned that recent actions by the Israeli government are contributing to an accelerated deterioration in conditions in Gaza. And then it lists some of those actions. And one of them includes, and I quote, denying or impeding nearly 90% of humanitarian movement between northern and southern Gaza in September. It acknowledges some room for improvement, but it says that last month was the lowest level of humanitarian aid. It had dropped by more than 50%. So the US basically saying to Israel, you're not only are you not doing enough, you're obstructing vital humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Israel said in its response it will address the concerns raised by the US. Is there any indication to what that response could be?
Well, the Israelis have to keep the Americans happy, but the big question is, you know, how will the Americans follow through on this? The letter sets out a number of things that it wants Israel to do in the next 30 days to improve its performance. This letter is basically, under US law, there are regular assessments made where countries that are given military aid by the US have to demonstrate how they're keeping their side of the deal. And the ultimate sanction here, if Israel doesn't comply, is withdrawing weapons. But, and there are two big buts. First, there is little appetite in the US Congress to rein in military aid to Israel. And also, the letter gives this 30 days time by which Israel has to improve its performance. But 30 days is a long time in politics. And it's even longer when there's a US presidential election smack bang in the middle of it.
And that's it, really. Timing is everything, because the significance of this letter then, what is it? Because it's giving Israel that 30 days, and that will bring us past polling in the presidential election.
Exactly. I mean, to be honest with you, I think back to my initial point, I think the point of this is the public nature of it. It's designed to publicly rebuke Israel and to embarrass Israel. In terms of proper teeth, by way of withdrawing military aid, I think if that ever happens, it'll be a long time coming.
Israel says 30 lorries of World Food Programme aid entered northern Gaza on Monday. UNICEF spokesman James Elder has described the restrictions on humanitarian aid into Gaza as the worst ever. What is the level of aid entering the Strip currently? Is there any indication?
We're actually on our way down to Erez Crossing, which is one of the main crossings into Israel. I mean, it's not news that, you know, we all knew that Israel were restricting aid into Gaza, and they restricted in sort of quite complex, laborious administrative ways. What I can tell you is that the people that I'm speaking into Gaza are describing a scene of absolute horror. Like, as winter is coming, these people just constantly displaced. Your listeners may have seen those awful images of those strikes in the north in Gaza City over the last couple of days, with like refugees in tents being struck, literally burning to death in their refugee tents outside hospitals. The situation there is indescribable.
Foreign correspondent with Channel 4 News, Padraig O'Brien, thanks for joining us this morning.